So the Gemara answers, Reb Yehuda less le Breira. I'll tell you the answer is Reb Yehuda does not hold for this Yisayda Breira. In other words, what do you say now? That Chaim put his $4 into this Pushka now to buy the Korban Chatas for him. And now Chaim was mace. She's telling us now, just put your hand in here and take out any $4 you pick out. Now the question is, who says the $4 you're going to pick up now was Chaim's $4? Maybe it was Reuven's $4 that's still alive. That's the money he's throwing away. But maybe Chaim's $4 is still in the Pushka here. How do we know to say that you could just pick out any one of four zuz and say this belongs to Chaim? That's the Yisrael of Breira. The Yisrael of Breira is, if we have a doubt where that money is, that such Yisrael is, we could make a Maisa Breira. We could choose right now. We'll say this money I'm picking out, this is Chaim's money. A new Gzeres HaKosev, that's called Breira. That when I do choose and pick out one of them, I have a right to say this is Chaim's money. So that's told if you hold this swear of Yesh Breira or Ain Breira. So I answer you, Reb Yehuda holds less like Breira. Therefore, Reb Yehuda holds it won't help you to take out Stam a $4 bill out of here and throw it away. Because who said you're throwing away Chaim's money? Maybe you're throwing away somebody else's money. So therefore, you don't have an Eitzah. That's why Reb Yehuda said it wasn't a Pushka for a Chayv, for a Kinem Chayv. Because we're afraid if a few people put their money together and then one of them will die, all the money will go in vain. So therefore, we don't have a Pushka set aside for the Kinem Chayv. Reb Gemara Minolon, how do we know this? How do we know Reb Yehuda Shitter is, he doesn't know from the Yisrael of Breira? How do we know that? Like Rashi says, Les Le Breira, Loi Samchina Na Breira Le Mishra Yisurei. We're not saying on this Svar of Breira, that we'll take a choose, we'll choose something out, and we have a right to say, yes, this $4 we're picking out now, that was Chaim's $4. How do you know Reb Yehuda says you don't say that Svar? So what's an Elay Memeho, if you want to say from this din, the Tanan. We have a Gemara that says like this, the Tanan, we learned the Gemara Gittin, Halokeach Yain Mibein HaKusim. If somebody buys wine from Mibein HaKusim. So Rashi says, Halokeach, you're buying wine from the Kusim. So even though Luchuri, you're not allowed to buy wine from Kusim, because the Rabbanim made a Gzeira on the Kusim, they have a loch like a guy. And you're not allowed to buy wine from a guy. It's called Yain Nesach. So Rashi says, here the Mishnah is talking about, Halokeach Yain Mibein HaKusim means, Koidim shegozru alayim, before the Rabbanan gave the din of a goy to a kusi. V'yein lo kelim lahafrish l'toichon. Now you're buying wine from them on Shabbos, or right before Shabbos, and you don't, and they're like an Amoritz, they for sure did not take off yet Trumas and Isris. And you want to be able to eat and drink this wine on Shabbos. So you have to take off the Trumas and Isris right before Shabbos. So you're buying this wine off this kusi, Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says. Again, Halakech Yayim Ben Akusim, Erev Shabbos in Chashecha. It's Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, that's when you're buying this wine off the Kusi. So the wine is not Yayin Nesek, it's Kosher wine, but there's a Shalom, the Truma Semaisris, was not taken off yet. So the best place would be, right now first, start pouring off the Truma Semaisris. But the Torah says, we're talking about, like Rashi says, this person doesn't have any kelim with him. He only has this one big bucket of wine, and he has no small kelim to pour off to say, this is truma, this is maisa, this is truma smaisis. He doesn't have any small kelim, small vessels with him to pour it off in. Rashi, v'ein lo kelim hafresh l'toicha truma smaisis. So what does he do? So he does like this. Oymed, he stands there, v'oymed, it says like this. Shnei lugim. Two lugim in the measurement of wine, shana yosef lahafrish, that later on after Shabbos, when I'll get another small keli, I'll be mafresh, I'll pour off on this big jug of wine, two lugim of wine. Harehen truma. Those two lugim that are going to pour off tomorrow, next week, those two lugim should be truma. And asora maiserishin. Another tenth should be maiserishin. Tisha maisersheni. Another ninth should be set aside to be maisersheni. O Mechel, and he's poided, he's poided the Maisa Sheni, for Shaysa Miyad, he's allowed to drink the wine right now on Shabbos. Diva Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. In other words, even though he made the Hafrosham, that the two Lugim, where are the two Lugim now? It's Mamish in the middle of the barrel. See, in this barrel right now, true, there's Truma here. So how are you allowed to drink this wine on Shabbos? Maybe you're drinking part of those two Lugim that you made Truma. You made Maisa Sheni. Maybe what you're drinking right now is that wine. How are you allowed to drink it? So Rameya says, yes, you're allowed to drink it. that Teretz Tzitzis Samecham Breira. You have a right to say that the last two lugim of wine that will be left over in the barrel, that I'll take care tomorrow, that I'll be mafresh truma tomorrow. So whatever I'll do tomorrow, later breira, whatever I'm going to choose later to be the two lugim for the truma, that remains to be the truma. Mashenki, when I want to drink today, I'm not drinking part of those two lugim, I'm drinking chulin. So you're allowed to drink it. This is Rav Meir Shita that he holds yesh breira. Like Rashi says, Umeichu means Meister Sheni ala Mois. You take money now, and you put the Meister Sheni onto money. Whatever you could fix up, it's better not to be Samech Ambrera and fix it up right now. So therefore, the Meister Sheni Shibo you could fix up. Like you set aside and say, like, another ninth should be Meister Sheni. Now, you don't stop leave the Meister Sheni of the wine to be mixed up in the barrel, but you have money in your house. You say those coins you have in your house should be mechalol the kedushas ma'aser sheni from the wine. So the kedushas ma'aser sheni from the wine goes off the wine and goes on to the money. So melo, this wine now, there's no problem now with ma'aser sheni. The only problem is that you have ma'aser rishon and truma mixed up in there. So how are you allowed to drink it? Elamai de samchina na breira. With some may hold you hold from breira. For loymer zehoyu at truma v'ushasa chulin. You say that tomorrow, when you have the last two lugin left over, that was the truma. And this wine I didn't drink yesterday. The wine that I drank yesterday on Shabbos was chulin. Therefore, you're allowed to drink the wine on Shabbos. That's Rav Meir Shita. Mashen Kain, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon Isrin. Rav Yehuda says clearly it's Osir. So, Lechura, what's the sword? Why does Rav Yehuda hold that this is not a good Eitzah? You can't take off truma some Isris and say the two lugim and this last two lugim should be truma, because the old ain't breira. So true, maybe two lugim is maisa there, is truma, but I don't know where it is. So you have to be afraid, any wine you drink on Shabbos, maybe you're drinking part of those two lugim that becomes maisa. So Chur, you see clearly, if you hold, ain't breira. So Gemara says, no, Alma ain't breira. You see here, if you deceit there is, he does know from breira. That's why you're not allowed to drink this wine. Gemara says, no, maybe from here it's no raya. Mimai, who says that's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda here? Duma, maybe the pshat is like this. Shani hosom kivtoni taima. Like the Rabbanan answered back. That Omru lele Rabbi Meir. The Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda answered back to Rabbi Meir and said like this. Iato moida shema yiboka hanoid. Like, why aren't you afraid that maybe on Shabbos you're going to start drinking this wine? But maybe after you drink your wine, the barrel is going to break. You know what's going to happen with all the wine? I'll fall on the floor. Shem yiboka hanoid. V'nimsa shoysa tfolo l'mafreya. It comes out that when you drank the wine now, it was tevel. Because there was no hafroshes, truma semaisris. In other words, really what you have now is you have one barrel full of wine. And there's truma semaisris in here. Now, you're saying now that I want tomorrow, I'm going to take off the two lugim. What I take off tomorrow, that should be truma. If Lamaisit comes tomorrow and you take off tomorrow the Tulugim, true. Those Tulugim you take off tomorrow is the Truma. So if you drank today, you're allowed to drink. But what's going to be if the whole barrel breaks? It comes tomorrow, there's no more wine to take off the Truma. So you never made your fresh Truma. So it comes out that the wine you drank yesterday was Mamish Tevel. It's only going to be Mesukin if tomorrow you taka fix it. You taka have the two lugim of wine left over, and you make the maisa frosha. Tomorrow you'll pour off, or you'll have the last two lugim and say, this is the truma. So then taka tchal truma. But on the side the whole barrel breaks, there's no maisa frosha altogether. There was never truma taken off. So then for sure, comes out from Afreya, you're drinking stam or tevel. So maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda's tzvara. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda does hold from Breira. But Breira only helps if you do choose tomorrow, it would help. But Rabbi Yehuda answers back, who says you'll get a chance to choose? Maybe before you take off the truma tomorrow, the whole barrel will break? Maybe that was Rabbi Yehuda's tzvara. The Yom Alehem, and Rabbi Meir answers back, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, likesh yiboka. In other words, he says, I'm not afraid it's going to break. Most of the time, people watch the barrels of wine very carefully. They don't stop throw it around like it doesn't break so often. I'm not afraid to break. I'll never mind for sure the barrel of wine will still be here tomorrow. And I say that tomorrow I'll take off the truma semaisus and echanami. You have a right to be samech and breira to say that since tomorrow you're going to separate the wine and that will be chal truma and that's the truma. So what you drank today, it was mutter. It was only chulin. Rashi Kishi Boka. Nochashloi, Kleimar, Lechashinu Lashem Yiboka. Your main answer is back, I'm not afraid maybe the barrel will break. The Yeshu, the Mosle, the Shemer. Like most of the times you give it over to Shem, you should watch the barrel of wine. It doesn't happen to break so often. So therefore, if Yehuda Shitra, Remeya Shitra is, he's not afraid it will break. But it's possible to say that Yehuda maybe holds from Yesh Breira, really. Just over here by the wine, he says, don't drink the wine because of a nuchshash. We're afraid maybe the barrel will break. So the Mosle says, Elo, I'll bring you another raya. Where I have proof that Yehuda does not hold from Breira. Midiktoni Ayo, from we learned from Ayo, the Toni Ayo, Ayo said the name of Atana, Ayo said like this, that Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Ayo said over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Einoda Masna Shnei Devarim Kiyechot. A person wants to make an Eruve Tchumim in order to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos, so he puts down before Shabbos the Erev, he can't make it tonight on two different things. Ella, you have to say like this, in Bo Chacham the Mizrach, if the Chacham comes to the east side, Eruv of the Mizrach. My error should be to the east side. Lamaru, if the Chacham comes on Shabbat to give the drush on the west side, and I want to walk more than a payamam away from my house to the west, Eruv Lamaruv. My error should be to the Maruv. Avo lakan lakan loy. But you can't make the Eruv to both sides and say, like, I'm putting an Eruv down on the east side, I'm putting an Eruv down on the west side, and I want to have my choice tomorrow to choose whichever one of the two I want. That you can't do. Like Rashi says, you can't put down two different Eruvim Chatzeres. Echod LeMizrach, you put one 2,000 Amos away from your house on the east side. The Echod LeMarav, and put down one on the west side. Shema, in Yavoyu Shnei Chachomim, let's say maybe tomorrow there'll be two different Dashonim. Two different Chachomim will come to the city. Echod LeMizrach, Echod LeMarav. For Leiman, you know what you'll say? Leizemem Sheer Tzelech LeMocher. Because I want to first choose tomorrow. There'll be a gewaltige darshan coming to that side, a tremendous darshan on this side. I don't know yet which one I want to go to. Let me find out tonight which one I want to go to. So in the meantime, I'm going to put down two different eruvs, and I say right now, tomorrow I want to choose which eruv I want. Because both tibichal can't be. So you say that eruv tchum is, wherever your eruv is, that's where you're living. So you have to be the ben ashmoshes. You're going to be one. You can't be both east and west. You only can be in one place. So only one can be chal. You can't put down two. I'm going to have to choose tomorrow which one of the two you want. That you can't do. So Rashi Lafi Shekniyas Erev Ben Hashmoshesi. Because the Erev has to be chal at the beginning of Shabbos. Okeshezeh Borer Lamachor Oysa Sheyirtsa. Now when you make your mind up tomorrow to say which side you want, Loisamchina Nabreira. We don't hold that you could choose tomorrow. Loima to say, Huvrar, it explains to us now, Che'erev letzat chochem ze kona shavi semesh. To say that since tomorrow you choose, this is the side you want, we say that was the side you always wanted. That's totally in Breira. But we don't say that. Elo, you can only make it tonight a chochem echad. If you only know for sure one chochem is coming tomorrow. And you don't know for sure which side is he coming. Is he coming to the east or coming to the west? Then the locher is, you can put down two eruvs, one on the east and one on the west, and just say, like, whichever side the Chacham comes, that's what I want the eruv to be chal. That's what Ayu said over the name of Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara asks, what's the difference though? For the Gemara Vavina Bo, the Gemara asks the question now, Mai Shino Lakana Lakan Deloi, the Embrera, why do you say in the first case? If he knows for sure tomorrow there are going to be two different Chachamim coming to the city. One's going to come on the east side, one's going to come on the west side. So now on Friday he wants to put down two different Erevs, one on the east, one on the west, and he wants to make a choice, choose tomorrow which one, that's no good. Why is that no good? Because you say Ein Breira. So Bazoi, LeMizrach LeMarav Nami Ein Breira. Even if you're in doubt, you know there's only one Chacham coming tomorrow to the city. But you don't know if he's going to come to the east side of the city or he's going to come to the west side of the city. So it's also totally in Breira. Like right now, Ben Ashmoshes, you have one Erev on the east side and one Erev on the west side. Now right now, Ben Ashmoshes, you don't know to which side the Chacham is coming. So right now, we don't know where the Erev is going to be Chal. First, tomorrow when the Chacham comes, that's when you're going to know. So here, it should also not be Chal, because the old ain't Breira. Like, what's the difference? The Yomer Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon went to explain to Yehuda the Shittah was like this. Kishekfar bo Chacham. That we're talking about the Chacham already came. In other words, Ben Hashmoshes, at the time when Ye'erev is supposed to be Chal, really the Chacham already entered the city. The only question is, you're in doubt, you don't know which side did he come. Did he come, you're at your house in the middle. You don't know if he's going to give the Drosha 3,000 Amas this way, or 3,000 Amas this way. So right now you put down two errors. And you say right now or tonight, whichever side the Chacham already came right now, that's the one I want to be Chal. So that's not totally in Brera, because right now it's Chal. Like right now it's known already that the Chacham came to one of the two sides. It's only you don't know which side he came. That's not called you're going to choose tomorrow. That's considered it was chosen right now by the Shmashas. Because really the Chacham did come to one of the two sides. Just you don't know. That's not a chesaron. Even though you don't know, but since like Hashem, everybody else knows, so the side that the Chacham is there, that's the side the Erev is going to be Chal. Mashenkin, if it's sad that two Chacham are coming tomorrow, and you don't know yet which one you want to go to, you still want to wait till tomorrow to choose, then we say right now by Neshmoshes, nobody knows which one's going to be Chal. You LMI, you're going to choose tomorrow. Who says you're choosing tomorrow helps for today? So that's a Yudishit, the old Ein Breira. You can't choose tomorrow which side you want to go to. It's only good if right now ben Hashmashas, the Chacham already entered one of the two sides. It's only a concern you don't know which side he came. But whichever side he did come, it's the Arab is here right now to be Chal on that side. So you see clearly of Yehuda Shittur is Ein Greira. This is the right of Yehuda Olds Ein Greira. You're right. The Chura, just by saying Tuchachamim, means to say this case. They have to say, we don't know. You're right, Chura, it's the same thing. Didn't have to say really Tuchachamim. Just wants to explain that the case in a better way of explaining it. That Tuchachamim for sure then, like, really want your shoes right now. Elamai, right now you don't want to choose. You don't know yourself which one you want to be Chal. You 100% want to wait till tomorrow to choose. That's called Brera, and if you don't, then Brera. But you're right, it could have been the case with one also. So what it says now, the Hashta de Aminan, the Rabbi Yehuda Ein Breira. Now that we say Rabbi Yehuda, Shittur is the old Ein Breira. So that's why he says, by the Shofaros, by the Pushkins, the boxes in the Beis Hamikdash, they did not have a special box for the Kinei Chayvim. Because we're afraid people put their money in there, and we're afraid one of the people will know for sure will die, and then his money, which was the money set aside for Chattis, has to be Lemisazla. So all the money can't be used, you're going to ruin all the money. But stam the fact that you have different pushkis and we're afraid they get mixed up one or the other, that we're not afraid. Like we see, we have 13 different shofaros there, 13 different boxes. On each one it was written what you use it for. To see if you holds, we're not afraid you'll be mishani, you'll mix one with the other. As long as you write on it what you're using it for, we're not afraid one box will get mixed up with another one. Now the kasha back is, Yom HaKippurim Nami, never trade. V'nichtav alayum. So now back to the original kasha now. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, why do we say when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to work with the dam of the par and the dam of the sawyer, and he had to leave them, put them down in the heichel on a stand, why weren't there two separate stands? Are you afraid to get mixed up? No. Well, right, this is the stand for the dam of par, this is the stand for the dam of sawyer, and we're not afraid to get mixed up. So why in Yom Kippur weren't there two different stands? Why does it hold there's only one stand? And for the Gemara, Mishum Chushu the Kohen Gadol, Lava Daita, Atayu Yom Kippur, since the Kohen Gadol's fasting is very weak, they were afraid to get mixed up. On Yom Kippur, it's not going to help you write down, this is the one for the Dama Sawyer, this is the one for the Dama Par. Since today he's so weak, he may still forget. Throughout the whole year, when people are healthy, they're eating, then we're not afraid the money from the Shofar, this money, will get mixed up with the other money. No, it's written on the Pushka boxes, this is the money for the Kinei Olam, this is for the other, for the Shkolim, we're not afraid to get mixed up. But on Yom Kippur, though, since the Kohen Gadol is weak, then we're afraid maybe he'll mistaken what it says on them, and that's why we don't have two, we only have one. The Rashi says, Lava Daitoi, Le'yuna B'Ksiva. Since he'll be so tired and weak in Yom Kippur, he won't even be able to read it like. He won't be able to mind in the Ksiva, and maybe he'll make a mistake. So that's a Yehuda Shita to say, we only have one Khan to make sure he doesn't make a mistake. Madila Teim Hochi, Beloit Ksiva Nami. You have a better reason not to make a mistake, even if you don't write down. But Stam, we know, one is the blood of the par, and one is the blood of a series of a small goat. Now we know there's much more blood that comes out of a big ox than comes out of a small goat. So Stamazoy, how could he make a mistake in the two kelim? One keli is full, has a gallon of blood, and one has a pint of blood. So how can it make the difference? Shalom, all you have to say is on Yom Kippur, since he's so weak, we're afraid even here also will make a mistake. V'chi teima, loy mekabel el kulei. Maybe no, maybe even though the ox has a lot of blood, but maybe the chetchila you only mekabel a certain amount of blood. You weren't mekabel all the whole gallon of blood from the kapar. Maybe metchila you only mekabel a pint from each one. Mar says no. The Yom Rav Yehuda, we learned before, Rav Yehuda said, ha sheichet, when you shech the korban, sorech shekabel as kol doma shapar. The chetchila the mitzvah is to receive all the blood of the par. Shenema the posuk says, V'yes kol adam apar yishpoich al yisayda mizbeach. Like all the blood of the par has to be spilled on the mizbeach. So the chetchila you have to be mekabel all the dam. So there's posh of the kasha then. What do you mean the Kohen Gadol will mistaken? Which is the dam apar, which is the dam asoyer? How could you make a mistake? The kli that has the dam apar has a gallon of blood in it. And the one that has the dam asirizim has a pint. Elama, you have to say, Mishum Chusha, the Kohen Gadol, because since he's weak on Yom Kippur, even for that also we're afraid. Let's be afraid, maybe you'll spill out though. True, at the beginning, you received the gallon of blood of the power. But maybe later on it'll spill out that now you'll only have an equal amount of blood. And the Gemara, another Zach. One is whiter, and one is darker, one is redder. So also, how can you make a mistake? Drashi dama par sumik. The blood of an ox is mamish red. Because the Armina bidach pirkin. Shedoimel adama parim. Mashenka, the dam of the sirizim, that's dam a little bit wider. It's not so black, and not so red. So anyway, how do you make a mistake? You could see. Ella, what do you have to answer? We're afraid, Mishum Chosha, the Kohen Gadol Avadatoi. Since the Kohen Gadol was fasting today, is very weak, he can't even look to see that one is redder than the other blood. His Hochinami, Mishum Chosha, the Kohen Gadol Lavadatoi. Here also, you can't have two different stands. And right on the stand, this is for the blood of the Dama Soyan, this is the Dama Par, because we're afraid today, since today he's so weak, we're afraid he won't be able to read it, and he'll still make a mistake. For who did not, as a person went down, came with the Rava. Omri said, Yotzev Anichoy Al-Kan Shein Shevechel. They put down, somebody went down in front of Rav and said, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol put down the blood, Al-Kan Shein Shevechel, on the second stand in the Hechel. Now, noto dama par, he picked up the dama par, v'niach dama sor, and he put down the dama sor. Omalei, it's a stirrer what you're saying. Chodek kerabonim, chodek kerab Yehuda, amonashach. You started off to say there were two different stands in the Hechel. So when you came out, first you put down the second one, and then you went to pick up the first one. And then you said, like a Yehuda sheet, no, there was only one stand. So when you came out with the dama de par, first you have to pick up the dama sor, and then you put down the dama de par. So that's like a Yehuda. So make up your mind, were there two stands there, or was there only one stand there? Eimah, Emorin Echnami, Heniyach Dama Soy, but not the Dama Par. Not that, not he learned like a Yehuda Shrita. Not that there are two different Kanim, there was only one Kan, one stand there. And Tagan Echnami, he put down the Dama Soyer, and then he took the Dama Par. All right, stop here.